Welcome to Love Life for Singles. I'm your host, Jane Donovan, and this is the show that helps you to have a connective, successful, and most important of all, fun social life.
Hey, welcome again to this week's episode. Today I want to talk about, do opposites attract? I want to talk about this because a lot of people think opposites do attract. And I find it really interesting that a lot of people, when they meet my husband, believe that we're opposites. And in many ways, we are opposite. But who we are at our core, who we are really, when we're quiet at home, we're actually very, very similar. Our values are very similar. So what is this opposite thing when you see opposites attracting? Every relationship that you have, regardless of whether it is boy meets girl, girl meets boy, or whether it is with friends, or whether it is with co-workers, bosses, family members, any relationship at all that you have, there are things that are about us that are opposite with the person that we are engaging with. The idea of this, if you observe it, is that it's a social mirror being held up to you to show you parts of yourself that you've disowned. Now, this is a bit of a heavy topic, and I certainly go into this in a lot more detail in the Love Life podcast, which if you haven't subscribed to those on iTunes, that you can listen to. They are longer episodes of a half hour to an hour on deep emotional topics. So if you're interested in this, I encourage you to scroll through our archives or start at episode one and subscribe on iTunes and look for the episode on the mirror effect. But the short version of the mirror effect is that we can only see in another that which is within ourselves. So in the positive, the really cool thing about that is that when you meet someone and you think that they're wonderful and you see the qualities of them being fun and positive and kind, as an example, that is because you are wonderful, positive and kind. You can only see that in another person when it is within yourself, and you know it's within yourself. Now, maybe if you're really seeing this in the other person and it's something that you really admire, that is because while those qualities are within you, they are not being demonstrated enough in your life. It's your soul's yearning for you to be able to be more positive, more happy, more whatever it is that you're seeing in the other. You want more of that within your everyday life. Now, the flip side is also true. Let's say you meet somebody that really presses buttons in you, that you see things in them that are really negative qualities. And this happens to all of us all the time. Let's say you meet somebody who's incredibly opinionated and it really presses a button within you. Why is that? Well, this is called your shadow side. And again, I refer to Love Life podcasts where I've done lots of long podcasts on shadow work. But what is this thing about somebody opinionated really bothering you? It's because you too can be opinionated. But you've chosen to believe that being opinionated is a really negative and unattractive quality. And so you've buried it within you. You've suppressed it. And you do everything in your power to make sure that you are not opinionated. So this is where the opposites attract comes in. Because when we have our buttons pressed, it is a way of showing us a part of ourselves that is actually disowned. It's a part of ourselves that we actually don't like about ourselves and, in fact, has been rejected, not loved at all. And since we can be all things, every human walking this planet can be everything. It is denying a part of us. So by having a look at this trigger, and you choose whatever it is that you're seeing in another, but for this example, we're going to use opinionated. We pull the word opinionated out and we go, right, what is it we don't like about being opinionated? And you might say, well, it's cruel, it's disrespectful, it's whatever, fill in the blank. But the next question to ask yourself is, when is it positive? When is it important to be opinionated? It's important to be opinionated when you're being asked for your opinion in the workforce and perhaps your boss or co-workers want to know what is your opinion. It's important to be opinionated to have opinions when you're raising children. You need to have firm opinions about how you're raising those children. It's important to be opinionated about many, many different things in life. There's just a couple of quick examples. So as you start to look at the positive side of opinionation, you then can realize that actually being opinionated is not the issue. It's being opinionated when somebody is being rude. But you own that the quality of being opinionated is actually a healthy thing to own. So now this person has shown to you by being negatively opinionated that you have disowned your quality of being opinionated, your ability to be. So you bring it out of the basement, you look at the positives, you recognize that you are opinionated, but that it is in a positive side. And as you start to accept this, you realize that actually being opinionated holds no longer any sting. There is no issue with it. And you will find that you start to observe people that are opinionated, maybe in the negative, and it no longer presses a button in you because you've healed that part of you. So this is why we have opposites attracting on the surface level, usually in behavioral ways, not so much in core values. So the buttons, for example, that my husband presses in me are qualities that I've disowned within me. So that is a red flag to me to go bring that out of the basement, stop suppressing it within me, own it, look at how it can be used in the positive, look at how everything has a yin and a yang, a black and a white, a light and a dark. Everything has balance. So while we can be, you know, kind, generous and loving, we can also be opinionated, arrogant and judgmental. We can be all of these things, but opinionated, arrogant and judgmental also has its positive sides. Being kind and giving and generous also has its negative sides. That can mean that you can be a doormat, that you can be walked all over, that you don't have healthy boundaries, that you are the people pleaser, that you're putting yourself last. So we have these qualities pressed within us from people that are opposites to help us to learn to own and love every single part about us. So this is a pretty heavy topic that I've tried to do in a very short podcast, but I hope that the concept gives you a bit of food for thought to think about what is it that I'm seeing in others that I don't like and how is it that I can use that to teach me something more about me. Because the more work that you put in building your own I relationship, the better the we relationship is going to be when it comes along. And without a healthy I relationship, it's unlikely that you're going to have a healthy we relationship. So take the time to really do some self-development. I'm a huge fan of it. 100% of my clients that I've seen do self-development on themselves have definitely experienced, every single one of them, a better tomorrow. They absolutely do. So do the work and reap the rewards and benefits and know that you're one step closer to having an awesome dating life and moving towards that beautiful relationship that I know that many of you are desiring. Have a gorgeous week, and until next week, have a look at what buttons are being pressed and what it says about you and how you can own that and love that within yourself, giving yourself greater peace and happiness.
If you're ready to step outside your comfort zone and really engage in having a connective, successful and fun social life, then head to my website, janedonovan.com.au, where I have links to all sorts of opportunities and resources just for singles. And most important of all, I really want you to remember, you are worthy.